some James Arthur as well, and some Taylor Swift next, because yesterday at the Teen Awards, this happened.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
Taylor Swift, so nice to finally meet you.
Greg James, I've heard so much about you.
What have you heard?
Well, Ed Sheeran came in and played me the Wrecking Ball video in my dressing room.
Oh my God.
So really more I've seen more than I've heard.
You've seen?
I've seen everything.
What a first impression to have of
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right?
This is happening more and more with that stupid video. We didn't think it would be seen by quite as many people. I never thought that you'd see it. That's mad.
Yeah, I did.
So you've seen everything?
Yeah, I have.
Since then, I have been working out. Just to let you know. Much more toned than I was in that.
Oh, my God.
Much more toned. And more tan as well.
Oh, you're tan now.
Well, I had a little tan.
Did you go on vacation?
Yes.
Where?
I needed a holiday. Went to Ibiza.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Lads.
Yeah, lads, party.
Yay. Spring break.
Shots.
So anyway, welcome back to the Teen Awards.
Yeah, it's amazing to be back.
And the pressure's off today because you're not performing.
Yeah, I'm not performing. The only things I have to really think about is, like, don't trip and fall and say the right things.
So you're doing X Factor later?
X Factor, yeah. I'm singing with Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol. So
awesome.
I'm really excited. We did a song for my record together, and this will be our first time performing it on TV, so this is really fun.
So what we need to do is need to record two versions of how it went, because we'll put out either one tomorrow on the show, so we'll go, oh my God, Taylor, it was amazing. Last night, X Factor, you absolutely smashed it.
Thanks! It was so much fun.
We'll do the second one. Oh my God, Taylor. It did not go well.
I know. I've been waiting for this my whole life, for the decline, you know? And I think it started now.
What were you doing when you were gyrating around Louis Walsh?
I don't know. I just do that sometimes.
He wouldn't like that.
I didn't even think about it. I just did it.
And what about when your top fell down? It was so embarrassing.
Well, that was something we planned before, and we thought people would like that. We didn't. How was I to know that it would cause such an uproar?
You mentioned the video, you mentioned the Wrecking Ball thing, which I wasn't prepared for, but what I was prepared for was to show you this, because your song 22, which we love at Radio 1, I mean, we love all your songs.
Thank you.
But 22, I listened to it and thought, that's a really cool song. Saw the video and went, I wish that was what it was actually like when I was 22. So what I did was what I genuinely thought it's like to be 22.
When did you make this?
About 6 months ago.
Oh my God, Dan, I didn't see it.
So I don't think you've seen it. So this is my version of 22, but it's called I Hate Being 22. Because your version 22...
How old are you now?
I'm 27 now.
Oh, you're so much older than 22 now.
I know,
this was 4.5 years ago.
Sure. But this is what I genuinely think it was like for me being 22.
Okay.
More realistic than your one, which was so cool.
Thank
your
you.
Your life looks so cool in that. It was like, oh yeah, it's popped down to the beach, you know.
It's always like that with the confetti and the heart shaped glasses and the beach days. We don't have anything going on. Let's go lay on a beach.
Unbelievable.
It's always like that.
My friends are so pretty, and my friends weren't pretty. Look, watch this.
It feels like the perfect night to work out what tax is and come up with hashtags.
Oh my God.
It feels like the perfect night to sort out my odd socks and drunk text my old boss.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm sad and skint, confused and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and embarrassing, oh yeah. Tonight's the night I'll be all awkward in front of the fit girls again. I don't know about you, I hate being 22. Everything is not alright. Mom, I miss you. I can't iron my shirts. Hangovers are getting worse. The bathroom's covered in muck. Sometimes I forget to wake up. I'm 22. I'm 22.
See?
Yeah.
I'm 22.
Everything's not alright.
What do you reckon?
I think it's amazing.
You just gotta have both options.
Yeah, both options for everything.
Yeah.
I'm really honored. I'm very flattered.
The vocal performance needs work.
No, I think the vocal performance is kind of like what makes it, where you're like, everything is not all right. It's really, you can see the emotion. It's very raw.
Absolutely.
It's very raw and authentic.
Yeah. So I just wanted to show you that, because that is what it's really like to be 22, I think.
Okay.
I think that's
You know.
For me, anyway.
I wouldn't really know.
There you go, more from old Swifty backstage at the Teen Awards. Next, after a new single.
Find myself at your door, just like all those times before. I'm not sure how I got there. All roads, they lead me here. I imagine you are home, in your room, all alone. And you open your eyes into mine, and everything feels better.
And the reaction to you over here is amazing, isn't it?
You've taken
your time with it. I mean, it's not just happened sort of in the space of a year. It's been, you know, a good few years.
Like
now.
6 years since I started coming over here, and now like it's so rewarding when we put on like the O2 shows and like five of them sold out because we kept adding them because they kept selling out. It was amazing, and I can't wait to come back. We're gonna be here for like 2 weeks in February, and I'm gonna be here at the end of the month for this state dinner they're having at Kensington Palace, and like I'm so excited.
What do you mean a state dinner? What is that? What, with like the royals?
Yeah. So that's...
You're gonna meet the royal family?
I don't know, I don't wanna be presumptuous about it. I don't wanna be like, yes, I'm going to meet them, but I will be in the same building.
That's cool.
So, and I will be performing on a stage there, so maybe
that's very
I'll
cool.
have like a VIP pass and get to like say hi to some people.
Because the thing is, I mean, the princes, William and Harry, we know that they listen to Radio 1, which is really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's kind of mind-blowing because you go, oh wow, they're princes, but actually they're young as well. That's the thing. So they like young person stuff, but they're princes, you know what I mean? It's quite weird when you see them, you're like, you're in your car and you listen to Radio 1 or you listen to a Taylor Swift album. It's kind of weird. Because when you meet them, they'll be like, I know your songs.
And you'll go, is that what they sound like?
Pretty bit posher.
You just did an 80-year-old's voice.
That was Charles.
Oh, okay.
William is like, lovely to meet you. I really love your records.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. What are you going to do? Have you met the princes before?
Uh-uh.
What would you do when you meet them?
I don't know. I mean, do you have any advice?
Don't put your hand out for a handshake unless they handshake you.
Okay, that's good to know.
I think.
Because I usually go in for a hug, which I probably
shouldn't
do. Don't
hug them.
Don't
hug the queen.
Okay. No, I won't. Okay.
Please don't hug the queen.
Okay.
You're not allowed. You can't high-five her.
Okay.
No, I've seen the 22 video. You can't go around high-fiving her. Okay. You can't. Unless she offers a high-five to you, and then you can high-five
Okay.
her. Yeah.
This is good that I talked to you about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I would have absolutely blown everything. It would have been terrible.
So, back in the O2 for a tour,
mm-hmm.
this is cool. What was the moment for you when you thought, okay, this is getting quite serious now? In the UK, were you thinking, actually, this is getting quite big?
I think
was there a particular song that you thought, yes, that's the one that everyone loved?
I think when Trouble, I had a song called I Knew You Were Trouble last year, and mm-hmm. I think when I started hearing, like, well, I think with the single before that, it was called We Are Never Getting Back Together, and, like, hearing the crowds here sing, like, Eva, 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 and, like, just everybody singing it, but, like, pronouncing it cuter, I think for me that was the moment when everybody knew the words to that song, and I was so happy. I think it might have been the Teen Awards last year when I realized, things are going well here. It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for your time. Really nice to meet you finally.
Thanks for stopping by. The video star himself. I'm so excited.
Well, it's a real pleasure. And when you're back in the UK and you've got a bit of time, just come into Radio 1. We would love to have you on the show live.
And you can give me another etiquette lesson.
Absolutely.
Royal Etiquette by Greg James.
So, what happens if the Queen offers you a high five?
You very timidly high five her back.
Yes.
But you do not initiate.
Be careful not to break her brittle bones.
It's very presumptuous. You do not know about her bones.
ABC Radio 1's Teen Awards.